Clay for coming at you like cheese on your veggie burger, baby. Welcome to the greatest day of your life. It is Rocktober 2020. You are in the final lap, the fourth quarter, the ninth inning of 2020. Pick your heads up. Turn that frown upside down, cupcake. We got galaxies to conquer. Welcome to the greatest show in all of radio shows when you are talking mindset, attitude, positivity, everything you want, everything you need to get going, to become successful, to either get your feet out of the bed, onto the floor, or to go chase down, smash your goals, start dreaming again. That's what we're in the business of doing. We are not hype, we are hope, and we serve it up every single week right here on 1520 WCHE. Get up, Army. I salute you. The General is back up in the hizzy, baby. It feels so good to be here in the studio today, downtown, beautiful, sunny Westchester, Pennsylvania. Woo! I'm on fire. I'm bringing it. I'm spitting. I'm sweating. And I got so much to bring to you the next hour. We have so many things to address. I'm glad you're here for the ride. Hey, I got so many calls and text messages. People are going, Hayford, what happened? Why are they replaying the show? Hayford, where's your show? What's going on? I'll tell you why. Friends, there's been so much going on that is so good. We basically have taken a step back to leap. Did you hear what I say? I didn't say step. I didn't say run. I didn't say walk. I said leap 5, 6, 7 blocks forward. And the things that are going to be happening in the next couple months for this radio show is big time, yo. I'm talking all net, like swish. That's what we're doing. And I can't wait to just start revealing things as we move forward. Now, I'm sitting here. I got the plexiglass around me. Rona ain't going to get me. I got a mask sitting right over here. I'm ready to go. And sitting across me working the boards today, it is the Duchess of Danger. It's the perennial millennial. It is Bree Ezra. What's up, Bree?
How's it going?
It's going great. Bree is a rock star. She is constantly in the trenches here. I almost said in the gutter. You're not in the gutter. She's in the trenches. She's in the trenches. She is the pillars, which hold up WCHE, and she's working the boards today, so I appreciate her being here. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. First of all, hey, Get Up Army. Before we start getting into everything, I want to connect with who? You. That's right, you little rock stars. So look, if you're out there, I'm out there. All your social media. I mean, come on now, right? Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube. What? Yes, I tweet. We're all out there. So let's connect. It's Mark Hayford, Mark with a C. Okay, so if it's Mark H, it looks like March, which I thought was so cool when I was a kid, and I used to have to write like Mark H. It's March, right? So Mark Hayford, and go check out markhayford.com. I'll tell you why you want to go out there. There's all kinds of podcast links. There's all kinds of radio shows and interviews. There are all three of my number one best-selling Amazon books that are out there, and I'm touching them right now. It feels so good. My little friends are right here. We got Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life. That went number one on Amazon in 4 hours in the self-help category. It leaped over Gary Vaynerchuk. It leaped over Jack Canfield. It disrupted the top 10. It was the granddaddy of them all. It's the name of the show. It's the name of the podcast. It is a book out on Audible, and I'm holding the paperback version, which you can get on markhayford.com or amazon.com. It's Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life. Then we got my second book, which I'm going to refer to later on today. It's 365 Days. Not 364, not we take off on the weekend, not maybe it's a holiday. 365 days of encouraging who? You, Junebug, you to attack life. And then the most recent one. This one needs like its own theme music, like or something, okay? Light Up the Darkness. People are crying and moaning and annoyed and everything else. And this year, this summer, this dropped number one in Amazon, in sports psychology, and it's not even necessarily a sports book. There's sports references. I'm a head football coach, so there's that dazzled in there. It also went top 10 in self-help and in NLP or neuro-linguistic programming, which is basically a fancy way of saying how you think. And this book, Light Up the Darkness, is out there right now, like the other two are. Get them on Amazon. Get it on markhayford.com. And in early November, this just in, friends, Audible, bam, the Audible version of Light Up the Darkness. Because we got friends who are like, yo, Hayford, I want to hear your book, bro, but I can't read. I got you. Don't worry, it's coming out on audible.com. Hey, if you love podcasts too, check out the Get Up podcast. You can find that out on SoundCloud. And very soon, before this month is over, now we're going to transition that into all your major podcasting platforms. We're going to be on Spotify. We're going to be out there on Stitcher. We're going to be out there on Google Podcasts. Whatever podcasting platform you rock on, that is how we're going to drop it like it's hot, because you know it is. Right. The Get Up podcast, it's like a mini version of the Get Up Power Hour. It's one time for your mind, right? It's mindset, attitude, positivity, can't stop, won't stop, swinging for the fences. Do not apologize for trying to get at it and be successful. That's what we need more of today. Whew. How you doing? Get Up Army. I am so happy that we could do this every single week together. Now, it's been a busy bunch of weeks. It's been a busy bunch of weeks for me. That's part of why, you know, we've been playing some repeats and things, but now we're back, we're live, we're forging forward, pushing hard to the end of 2020. And this whole show, first we're going to catch up on some current events. Then we're going to talk about what it's going to take. There's a secret ingredient of what it takes to stand out and to break away from the pack, from the competition, to rise up if you're looking for success. And then at the back end of the show, I want to talk, and this is like the fastest hour in radio. At the back end of this show, I want to talk about what it is that the rest of your year can look like and how you can set yourself up for success going into 2021. And this is what we're doing right here this whole hour. I'm excited. Here's a fun fact for all the fans of the show, and I want to thank you guys so much for being in support of me, my message, this show. We're doing this together. We're on a whole journey together, and I appreciate you guys like you don't know. Heart emoji, okay? Here's the deal. This is, and I've done the research, I put in the time. If somebody can prove me wrong or can help me out or give me some info, thank you, please, that'll be great. There's many stations, there's a zillion stations in such a big market that we're in of radio. There's AM, there's FM, and everything out here in the airwaves in Philadelphia. There's all kinds of shows. This is the only self-help / personal growth radio program on the airwaves today. I'm going to say that again. This is it. This is the one. This is the one that is lighting up the darkness. This is the one that is encouraging you to attack life. This is the one that screams, get up. The only personal growth and self-help radio program in the Philadelphia market on the radio today. And you're listening to it. That means you're in it to win it. And you're a winner. And you're here on purpose. Because even if you found the show by accident, guess what? You're still listening. So that means a lot. And we're in it to win it for you. So, big things are coming, and this one's killing me, because I really want to tell you guys what's going it's gonna happen, but I can't. Bree's giving me nasty looks. She's, is that the bird? Watch it, Bree. Be a lady. I'm kidding. She is a lady. She's not giving me the bird, but she's telling me I'm number one, but I'm going to tell you this. I cannot tell you what is going to be coming soon, because it's a surprise, but I can tell you this, friends. The Get Up Power Hour is about to take a leap. If you've been on this journey, if you've been a fan of this show, if you've been a part of this, if you've been an advertiser, if you've been a caller, if you've been a listener, we together have been doing this journey for a year, asterisk, get back to that in a moment, but we are about to take a huge, momentous leap, and I cannot wait to reveal to you what that's going to be. And it's happening very soon in the upcoming weeks. Now, let me tell you about a special date I want you to mark on your calendar. Thursday, October 22nd. Do you know why? No, okay, you don't. I'll tell you why. Thursday, October 22nd. Don't make any plans. Tell your boss you're sick. You know what? It's a personal day. Take that vacation. Live stream this anywhere around the globe. Here we go. The 22nd of October is the one-year anniversary of the Get Up Power Hour. For an entire solid year, we've been bringing you the most light-up-the-darkness content for a year. It is a dream come true of mine to have a radio program. Ever since I was a little kid, I would daydream. I would listen to the radio from the time I had my Sony Walkman to my freaking boombox with the double tape deck, a Bon Jovi on one side. Right? LL Cool J, Van Halen kicking in the other. Okay? And here's the deal. I always wanted to be a radio DJ. I thought it would be so cool. And then something happened. When I grew up, life started getting in the way. And I actually went to a place that was going to, quote unquote, train you how to be a radio DJ years ago, pre-military for me. Still a young buck. And I went in and I looked around and I thought to myself, you know what? I don't think I'm good enough for this. I don't think I'm qualified for this. These people look like they're more seasoned. They're ready to, they know what they're doing. Ugh. How disgusting is that? I just lopped off a quarter of a century where we could have been doing this. You got to step out of your comfort zone, friends. When I finally did, you know what happened? Three-time best-selling author, daily podcast, and now a radio show. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. I encourage you to play all. I encourage you to play big. I encourage you to suppress that smaller self, that part of you that feeds your mind, all the garbage that doesn't serve you. Playing small doesn't serve you. It never has. Step out. Get big. Play big. Think big. Let me tell you what's been going on for the past couple weeks here. It's been crazy for me. There's so many different irons that I have in the fire, and I love it. I love it. But it's insane. First of all, I went up to North Jersey, and I did some television tapings for a couple of shows that I'm going to be featured on in the December/January time frame. It's Beyond My Crisis and Stop My Crisis with Ron and Vivian. And a lot of the topics were mindset and attitude and success and processes that you can put in to have scalability in your success. It talks about the books. It talks about the podcast. It talks about what it takes to get to the next level. So in TV, I'm going to tell you something. Listen, I was a former pro wrestling ref. I am a former pro wrestling ref. I was with the WWE. I've done lots of stuff like that. I've been on TV before. My wife was featured on NBC News, so I've gotten to see, you know, so a lot of the big stage television events. So I will tell you, and for anyone that's in the industry, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you're not, like for the longest time, I was not. Television is whack, man. It's so not what it appears to be, right? It looks like these big sets and these massive crowds and all this stuff going on. And it's like this wee tiny little cubicle, right? And, you know, you could do magic with a camera. But I had to go up, and I'm up in the North Jersey area, and we're doing these TV shows. And, yo, I had a had on my velvet jacket. My velvet jacket, right? Hey, and they had a fire going in the background to make it aesthetically pleasing. So there was a fire, and I was freaking sweating like a hog. Every minute was like, makeup for Hayford. Go dry his beaten brow and his sopping forehead. Yeah, it was terrible. But television was definitely different animal than radio. So we got some TV shows coming up, which is very exciting. Can't wait to see those. A lot to pay attention to. How you use your hands, where you place them, where you look, where you don't look. Whew, a lot of stuff. It's like a golf swing. Don't slouch, fix your foot, sit up straight, shirt's crooked. I mean, there's so many things that go into it. But it's a whole nother level of industry that we're getting out to, Get Up Army. So that's coming up. But that was recent in September, right? I was just recently asked, dig this. Okay, now, I'll go there in a second. I'm a head football coach for LMS, Lionville Middle School Football. And we've pumped out a couple hundred kids in the past few years that go up into the program for Downingtown football up at the East High School. As a matter of fact, there are players right now, current NFL players, that are on teams like Denver Broncos, Buffalo Bills, like actual teams that have come out from Downingtown East and Downingtown West. They're out there on your television sets every Sunday. And that's the criteria. That's the level of what we do. Now, at the middle schools, we haven't been able to do that. You know, I mean, the Downingtown Area School District is taking lots of care, especially at the middle school levels with the younger kids and the middle-aged kids, being protective and the procedures that we got to do moving forward. It's a delicate year, right? But you know, the people that are in charge of making the rules understand and have the presence of mind how it's so important for the mental, not just the physical aspect, but the mental wellness that comes with being an athlete. Especially for these kids who have to sit, and now they're doing school from home, and they're Zooming, and they're doing all that stuff. So they need to get out. They need to be mobile. They need, because if not, what are they doing? They're gaming on the couch, YouTube, TikTok. Ugh. Let's get out and run around a little bit. Release those endorphins. Feel good. So that's what we've been doing. The procedures have been different, you know, and it's been interesting because a lot of people were saying going into it, well, what's the point? Hayford, what's the point? Who cares? You're not going to play anybody. These kids aren't even getting in pads at the middle school level. It's not even going to be competitive football. As a matter of fact, we're not even going to call it a football season. We're going to call it skills and drills. So who cares? So what's the point? What are you, a glorified gym teacher? And there's nothing wrong with being a gym teacher, but it's different than being a football coach. Two different, it's like radio and television, like I just talked about. And I'll tell you what the difference is. Is parents were dropping kids off the first couple days, and we have whole procedural, you know, there's all kind of instructions that need to happen before the student athlete can step onto the field. We're making sure everybody's healthy, everybody's safe, and then we can get at it. And I have parents rolling down the windows thanking me and the coaching staff, going, thank you. You know, Timmy needs to get out. Mason needs to run. You know, Freddie finally got off Fortnite. Bruh. So, I mean, this is what it is. And to see these kids that go out there and the coaches who, I got to tell you something, I got the best coaching staff. I really do. I got guys that not just understand football, but have been able to maneuver in these times, to take that audible, to pivot, and to put on the best possible criteria that we could put out there for these kids. I got guys that have a heart for kids, that care about the game, care about the sports, and they bought into exactly what we're doing. And that's been every day. Yo, I am dressed like a football coach right now. It's like when they created the Reese's peanut butter cup, and you put your chocolate in my peanut butter, you put your peanut butter in my chocolate. Like I'm doing radio as a football coach, or a football coach doing radio, right? That's what's happening here. I got my whistle in my bag. I'll blow it later if you want, okay? Okay. So there's that. That's been going on. It's been busy. September's been busy. And then, this just happened. And this is so dope, yo. And it's kind of like, people are going to be like, wait, what? I was just asked, get up, Army. Hope you're sitting down. Put your seatbelt on. Ready? I was just asked to be the head pageant judge for the International United Miss Pennsylvania. I'm going to say that one again. Yes, the former professional wrestling referee, veteran of the U.S. Armed Forces, and head football coach was just asked to be the head pageant judge for the International United Miss Pennsylvania. Oh! In the words of Homer Simpson. So what does that look like? Like, what's the, like, what? How does that work? Well, a couple things. A, when they have judges, you know, they want to have somebody that has outside accomplishments. So they were like, what is the best B, no C, no D, no E, no, what's the best F-lister celebrity that we have local? Oh yeah, Mark Hayford, he wrote a book. Okay, let's get him. No. So there's that. JK, that's not what it was. But what it is I actually have done this before. I've judged pageants and runway and things like this before. What? How? Well, A, I'm a DJ. I've been a DJ for 20 years. I'm not talking just radio DJ. I'm talking like booty shaking, earthquake, and bottle pop, and never stop, and party rocking like that, in it to win it, right? Blow the roof off the mother sucker. That's right, that. So I've been doing that for 20 years. So I've done runway events. I've seen pageants. I've done things. I host. I MC. But on top of that, see, momentum creates momentum, and opportunity creates opportunity. We're going to get into this after the break, which is coming up in a few minutes, and I'll tell you how this is going to bleed into the next, how this can pertain to you. But my daughter, Jada, has done pageants, and she's done runway, and she is a model. So, again, with the pageants, and I do believe pageants also get a bad rap, because a lot of people kind of look at it like it's foo-foo and it's judgy and it's all this. It's not that. It is so not that. It's empowering, in most cases, these young ladies. And I love what I'm able to do here, because it's judging, but then it's meeting them. And it's not judging them like you're bullying or you're judging. You're helping them with self-improvement. So many of these young people do these pageants because they're looking to level up. They're looking to get better. They're brave enough to get in front on stage with their peers and rock it out. And then have somebody tell them what they're good at and what they're not good at. That's courageous, especially for young people. Too many people are hiding back. It chokes me up. Too many people are sitting around on their hands. Too many people aren't going for it, whatever that it is. We're going to get into that in a minute about your it. But yeah, so I'm pageant judging next weekend, and that just came through. So it's been a very delicate balance from pageants and football and television and radio and all kinds of stuff that's just awesome. What do you have going on today? What do you have going on right now? What do you have in the works? What's coming up in your future? Because you got a future, and it can be bright, and you're actually in charge of that more than you realize. So we need to talk about this, friends. So here's the deal. In just a second here, we're going to run into the break because I'm a little bit over. Bree's giving me the nasty emojis. I'm kidding. She's not. She's chill. But I got to go into the break. When I come out of the break, I want to talk about you. And I want to talk about a key component that I really, really believe. And it's not just really believe. I got stories, y'all. I got facts that can tell you something. If you are looking to level up in whatever it is, in your career, in your place of competition, in your whatever it is, if you want to level up, there's something that you need, and maybe you've been doing this, maybe you have this, maybe you have not. If you haven't, we need to talk about it, and we're going to talk about this as soon as we get back. So don't you go anywhere, Get Up Army. Because you're listening to the hottest radio show in all of the Philadelphia airwaves, live stream global on the World Wide Web. This is 1520 WCHE. This is the Get Up Power Hour. I'm your captain, and sailors, we'll be right back. An avalanche off the side of the mountain, baby. It's the Get Up Power Hour, and it's your boy, Mark Hayford, right here, baby, every Thursday. What's up? 1 to 2, 1520, WCHE.com. We got you on AM. We got you on MarkHayford.com, live streaming around the globe. Worldwide, baby. I love it. Yes, I hope you are ready to take on Rocktober and everything that is left in 2020. I know the year's been whack. It don't matter. We move forward. We're moving forward. Oh, this show is about mindset. It's about attitude. It's about positivity. All I'm seeing out there right now is fear, uncertainty, you know, all the nonsense that we all had to be subjected to with the debates and all this stuff. That's not what we do here. That's for other programs. That's for everybody else. For you, what we're serving up is what we need, to tap into. We need to tap into getting to the highest versions of ourselves, the best versions of ourselves. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because you're not getting more time. You're not promised round two. Too many people walking around here acting like extras in the movie of their own life when they should be going for the Academy Award. Okay? So it's time to step up. I'm sick of people playing small. I'm sick of you playing small. It doesn't serve you to play small. You understand what I'm saying? Huh? Please help me one time. So I want to talk about something. Yes, for real. I really am sweating. I get too hype when this show happens. Like I am smacking myself and jamming with the. This ain't even a talk show. It's like a rock show. That song that you hear coming on, that's my oldest son, Kane Hayford, who has aspirations of moving to Nashville, Tennessee to pursue his music career. So that's interesting. You can check him out on Instagram, too. It's KDH Music on Instagram. KDH. H as in Kane, David Hayford. Okay? Okay. Now, Let's talk, friends. What are we talking about? We're talking about, you know, breaking from the pack. Getting away from competition. Going in the other direction. Right? Getting to a place of where you can get noticed. And I got this isn't even a segment on this radio show. This could be an entire day seminar because I can go for days on this. There is instance after story, after fact, after example of how this next thing we're going to talk about will separate you from the pack. And it's exactly that. See, here's the thing. Too many people, and I just want you to sit back for a second. Sit back. Let's breathe in. Let's breathe out. Okay. Take your mask down for just a second. Breathe in. Breathe out. Okay. Okay. Relax. I want you to think about people that you know in your network, maybe at your job. I know there's a lot of high schoolers, college students, even some, you know, middle school kids that listen to the program. People that you know in your school. Maybe family members, maybe neighbors, people in your community. I want you to think about how many people are actually achieving whatever it is that they're trying to achieve. And how many are just trying to blend in? How many are just sitting back? See, too many people are trying to fall back. Too many people are trying to blend in. And that's chill. That's cool. If that's all you want, Then go do that. However, here's the caveat, friends. Here's the asterisk. And I find this in a lot of kids. I find this in a lot of networking and business meetings and things like that. Too many people trying to blend in. And if you're trying to do that, what I can guarantee you is you are creating a recipe of mediocrity. I mean, bam. Like that's just what that is. You got to stand out. You have to separate from the pack. So watch this, right? A lesser note, an example. I'm a football coach. I talked about it. Talked about some football players. Here's one. The Jacksonville Jaguars from Jacksonville, Florida. Guys, they suck, okay? Their offense is not good. Their defense is not good. Their special teams are so unspecial, okay? And here's the deal. They're on running back number 45. The whole organization is a hot mess express. It is if a train wreck happened and inside that train were dumpsters and those dumpsters were set on fire because of the train wreck, that's the Jacksonville Jaguars organization. But their quarterback, I know his name. And no, it's not because he's on my fantasy team. I wouldn't want him on my fantasy team because he's just not good. He's not in the upper echelon of quarterbacks, but his name is Gardner Minshew. Do you know why I know that? Because he's the mustache. Dude be sporting a mustache. Now, if it's 1974, it wouldn't matter that the guy has a mustache because everybody has a mustache, but it's not. It's the utterly bombastic year of 2020, and this dude's rocking a mustache like he's in one of those movies with the theme music, like, bow, chicka, bow, bow, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's got this big, fat Marlboro man mustache, Gardner Minshew. He stands out. He's got his headband, he's got his feathery hair, and he's got a mustache. Drop him in the 70s, drop him in the 80s. It's perfect. It's 2020. Dude's rocking that. I know his name. You know his name. And we're talking about him on the Get Up Power Hour. Do you see what I'm saying? You got to do something that's going to get you noticed and set you apart. You have to. Because if you don't, you are just like everybody else. Now, here's a fun fact. Book 4 is not written yet, but there's portions of it that is, because it just didn't flow and I didn't put it into Light Up the Darkness. But something that I was going to talk about in Light Up the Darkness, but the book changed, and if you've read the book or if you're going to hear it on Audible, you're going to hear what type of book this is and why, you know, why this book is done so well in so many different categories on Amazon, so many different groups of people are reading this, what they're getting from it, but something that I started writing that didn't fit in this book, but will be probably in the next one, is about embracing your different. Everybody has a different. Everybody looks, talks, thinks, walks, acts differently, and that's important. And too many people try to stifle that or hide that, you know? And here's the thing. Here's the thing. That's what sets you apart. That's what's important. You got to lean into that. Or if you have a different skill or something. I'm not talking about like, and listen, if you're blessed enough to have something physical, like if you're really, really tall or really, really not, or really, really fast or really, really slow or something else, something different. Different is important. You got to accentuate the different. Too many people are trying to put a cover over the different. That doesn't win. Lean into the different. Here's what I'm talking about. Right? There are so, I don't even know where to start with this. I'm like perplexing myself because there's so many different levels of where we can go into this. When I was writing my books, and I was talking about this with another author friend of mine, his name's Joel Parker. He wrote the best-selling finance book, Leader in the Mirror. If you're into finance books, go check that out on Amazon. Shout out to Joel Parker. Hey! And we were both talking about how our wives are into personal growth and reading, and readers are leaders and all that, and so are we. But while we're writing our books, we cannot read other books. Like, I'm not trying to read other books. I'm not, you know, thumbing through Think and Grow Rich when I'm when I was writing Get Up or anything, because I don't want to be swayed. I want to lean into what I got. I don't want to be distracted. I want to do my thing. See, because there's a competitive space that we all play in, but I find that most people win in the creative space. Did you pick up on a little subtlety? JK, there's nothing subtle. This is drinking out of the fire hose, people, but let's go. Did you pick up on the fact that this is the only self-help personal growth show in the Philadelphia market on the radio? Yeah. Now, there's sports shows. Matter of fact, there's an awesome one coming on after this, The Talk of Chester County with Bill Werndell. The guy's an icon. So if you're going to listen to one, listen to him. I mean, this is a local treasure I'm talking about. But I'm not doing a sports show. And there's tons of news shows, and there's tons of other kinds of shows. I want to do that. Let other people do that. I want to do my thing. And I want you to do your thing. There's a book that was written 120 years ago. It's called The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles. It's a very short book. It was the precursor to Think and Grow Rich, actually. And he has so many nuggets in there. And then the dude mysteriously died at the age of 51. Interesting. There's a lot of conspiracy around this book. But something that he really, really advocates is getting out of the competitive and leaning into the creative. You need something to differentiate you. So watch this, okay? You can't be like everybody else. I was talking to a dean of admissions. I'm not going to say the gentleman's name, and it's a major university. And I'm not going to say the university because then you're going to know who the dean of admissions is. But this is the head dean of admissions of a major university. And what we were talking about is he literally goes through thousands of applications. Friends, listen to me. I'm going back again. This is a head dean of admissions for a major university, thousands of admissions. He's like, you can 4.0 GPA me all day long. You could 3.8. You could do, yes, you're great at physics. Okay. But show me something. He's like, I need something that's going to pop off the page. I need something that's going to make you stand out. I want to know. Do you play that instrument? Do you do that thing? Are you involved in this group? Did you start this website? What is it? Because if not, you're another 4.0 GPA. Do you see what I'm saying? There's so much here. And this is where when this show ends, you need to just turn off the radio and be reflective and be quiet for a few minutes and think for yourself, because everybody's got a different answer. This is not a one size fits all, but the theme is, you can't, and I'm not, listen, before I get the emails, people, and the text at getup@markhafer.com, okay? Before I get the hate mail, friends, I'm not saying if you're in some type of a system or a program and they have a recipe for success and you're following the program, it's not what I'm saying, okay? I'm not saying don't follow that. Or if you have people that have proven track records of success in their business or in their organization, I'm not saying don't do that. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying you got to do something to stand out, to break from the pack, to get noticed. Okay? if you're looking to level up. If you're not looking to level up, then you don't have to listen to this part. But you're still listening to this part because you're that type of person who's always looking to get better and level up, because that's what this show is about. Yeah. I was talking recently to a group of high school athletes. High school athletes. Okay? And this happened to be the, not the varsity level of high school athletes. This was in more of a JV age demographic of high school athletes. And we were talking about success. These kids want to make varsity as JV players from the JV level. JV level. They want to level up to varsity. Now that's 2 years of experience, 2 years of muscle, 2 years of growth, 2 years of speed, 2 years of wisdom, 2 years of, and they want to make it. They want to get there. So we were talking about how you stand out, what you got to do different. You got to do extra. You can't just do what they do. They're comfortable. They've been doing it. Even the ones that aren't comfortable, they're used to it. You got to go to that place. You got to dig deep. You got to have something else happen. And you got to, it can't start when you step onto the court, the rink, in the ring, on the field. It's got to happen on the car ride there. It's got to happen the morning of when you wake up. You got to be thinking about it. It needs to manifest itself the night before when you're going to sleep and you're envisioning it. This is what I'm talking about. You got to do something different than the others are doing, or you're going to be like the others or not even on that level. At the end of the last break, I just explained to you guys that I have a lot of cool stuff that's coming up in the future and you know, personally and professionally and a lot of the circles that I'm running in. And one of the things that I mentioned was that I was asked to be the head pageant judge of the International United Miss Pennsylvania. It's going to be in Hershey, Pennsylvania next weekend. And I chuckle because, again, if you know me and if we are friends or you've been a fan of the podcast or the show or the books, you know I'm a former professional wrestling referee. I was in the WWE for the blink of an eye, okay? I am a head football coach. I was in the military, walking around with firearms, okay? So, like, you know, that MO is least likely to be judging a pageant for little girls, okay? And teens and tweens. But as I explained, momentum creates momentum, opportunity creates opportunity, and I've actually been in those circles, and part of that was because of my daughter, Jada. Now, my daughter is a model. That's cute. Yeah, my daughter has been on billboards in Times Square in New York City. My daughter has been on commercials that you have seen on Nickelodeon. My daughter has been on commercials you've seen on Disney. She's been on live TV of QVC. She's been in magazines. She's been on the news. She's on packaging right now on a product called the Blinger, the hair blinger. You go to Walmart, you go to Target, and I don't care what country you're live streaming this in, go into one of those stores, one of those chains, and go look at the Blinger. And if it's a little white girl with brown hair, yeah, that's my kid, okay? Yes. So am I bragging? No. Well, yeah, I'm a proud dad. Why can't I be a proud dad, right? Hey, whatever, bro, come at me. I'm from Jersey. Jersey! Here's my point. How did that start? That had to start somewhere. See, because so many times people see the tree, right? And they see all the pretty colors and the leaves and the nice branches and the little birdies sitting in the and singing and all that. Yeah, they don't see what it took. What it took are those big, strong, ugly, dirty, deep roots. If it wasn't for those roots that had to fight through stuff, you wouldn't have that beautiful tree with the little bright birdies singing there and, you know, zippity-doo-dah and leaves are changing. Okay? Okay. So here's the thing. How that started was this. 10 years old. She's a senior in high school now. She's 10 years old. And we go to the first time ever. Right? First time ever. And you could say it's lucky, but I like to think the harder I work, the luckier I get. First time ever. We went to a little runway thing with her. Thought it would be fun for her birthday. She gets to put on the dress, the hair, the makeup, gets doted on, gets to walk a stage once, or the peers clap for you. And I think every little girl should experience that once and know what it feels like to be pampered. It was a great experience for her. For me, I was sweating a lot and carrying clothes. But for her, it was awesome. And I could shower. Okay? Okay. So here's what happens. A talent agent comes in. Now, I'm sure the people running it knew the talent agent was coming in, but the parents didn't know. Nobody knew. This talent agent comes in. She sits down. She wasn't trying to be friendly. She wasn't trying to be nice. She wasn't trying to gain her Insta. She goes, single line, line up, tell me your name, tell me what you do. We got this. Hi, I'm Ashley. I sing, I dance. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's great. And then here came Tabitha. And Tabitha said, hi, I'm Tabitha. I sing, I dance. And that's great that she sings and dances. And then here comes Rebecca. Hi, I'm Rebecca. I sing, I dance. That's awesome, Rebecca. Right? And it's great that you sing and dance. And I advocate you should sing. You should dance. It's great. And here comes my daughter. She comes up. And after about 20 that sing and dance, not trying to, just being who she's the kid of, walks up and says, hi, I'm Jada. I like to speak publicly. Something different. Different. And the talent agent looked at my daughter and goes, well, you're kind of cute. And my wife was like, mother. And I'm like, back. Woman, back. Like, Christina, don't. Let it happen. And next thing you know, bam, we're off. And we're traveling. And we're doing commercials in Boston. And she's doing a shoot in Miami. And now she's in L.A. with mom. And then she's up in New York City doing Okay? So you got, if you're looking to be successful, you got to break from the pack. And if you're going to break from the pack, you can't be like everybody else. If you want to be like everybody else, then please, by all means, go do that. But if you're expecting success from that, then you are sorely mistaken. It takes the work. It takes the mundane. It takes the ugly. And it absolutely takes you not so much going into your creative space, going into your competitive space, but going into your creative space. Create greatness. You were born with it. You were given it. You weren't put here to just survive. You're meant to thrive. So let's do something with it while you're here. And yes, I'm yelling at you because I love you, Get Up Army. And now listen, I'm up against my final break. When I come back, I am leaning in hard and to light up the darkness, because I'm going to tell you something that just happened this past weekend that directly correlates to light up the darkness and why I think you need to hear what I'm going to read to you from it. Story time with Uncle Mark coming under the tree right here at 1520 WCHE. You're listening to the Get Up Power Hour. Zero chill up in this place right now. 1520 WCHE. Get Up Power Hour, baby. I'm here. You're here. We're here together every Thursday, 1 to 2 p.m. Hottest show on the radio. When you're talking mindset, attitude, everything, friends, everything that you need to get a goal, catch a dream, smash a goal, start dreaming again. Hey, so hold on. Here we go. I got to give a shout out. I mentioned, Kane Hayford, KDH Music out there on Instagram. Want to go follow them. He's the theme song here of the Get Up Power Hour and the Get Up Podcast. I just told you a story about my daughter, Jada. And now, my cell phone sits here, people. The things that happen within the hour of this show, people that text me things. And I got this text from my youngest son, Harrison Hayford, who said, apparently, if Russell Wilson threw 45 straight interceptions in a row, he would still have a higher passer rating than Carson Wentz from the Eagles this season. I said, well, I'm going to announce that on the radio now. He says, yes, I'm listening. So shout out to Harrison Hayford and his football stats about how bad your Philadelphia Eagles are, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we can only look to the future. And that is what I want to talk about as we close the show here in this final quick segment. This hour is so fast. It's so fast. Okay. I want to talk about you. I want to talk about your year. I want you to understand something. This year, let me be Captain Obvious for the moment. Un momento, por favor, friends here. Me amo Marcos, okay? I know, and you know, this year's been whack. Sideways, right? So I don't think when it's December 31st and we're in it to win it and everybody's partying with their mask on, I wonder what Times Square is going to look like. That's going to be interesting. The ball drops. We go 1-1-21. I don't think anybody's going to be too sad to see 2020 go. Okay, in the history of history, maybe this has not been the most stellar year to date on the planet. However, how has your year been? Because here's the thing. You're actually in charge more than you realize. You have more control than you realize. It's time that you take some control back. Don't worry about what's going on out there. Worry about what's going on in here, inside you. What do you have coming up? Because here's the thing, guys. This is the final lap of this year. We're in our final season, October, November, December, peace out. And now we're looking into 2021. I'm going to tell you something. This is the Roaring Twenties. I know we stumbled out of the gates a little bit. But you are living in one of the greatest times in the history of history. Our ancestors, generations past, people that are living now that are old, have dreamed, read, and heard about the day and times that we are living in right now. I don't know where you are, but I can guarantee I am nowhere near you, and you can hear my voice, and I can get this message out to you. And you can call me right now or text me, and you got Wi-Fi and a chair and air conditioning, and maybe you drove somewhere in a vehicle. We have some of the greatest things at our fingertips. Life is so not hard how it used to be for generations prior to us. And we all lean into the negative. That's the theme, isn't it? So I challenge you to lean into the positive. I said it before. I'm going to say it again. While there's breath in my lungs, I do this every time I get on the air. Being positive is not cupcakes, rainbows, and freaking puppies, okay? Positive is mental toughness. Being positive means you are strong enough to walk through all the sea of negativity, the cesspool of crap. And you're strong enough to pick yourself up and to believe that things are going to get better, that you can get better, that you have another chance, that today is a new day. This is a new moment. See, there are two major components that every single one of us buy stock in. And it's really interesting because most of us don't even realize we do it. And they're both invisible. It's not something that you can touch. It's not something you can explain. It's not something you can, it's not something pragmatic, but we lean hard into one or the other, and you can't lean into both at the same time. And I'm not talking negative and positive, because it stands true for that too. I'm talking faith and I'm talking fear. You can't have both. You either are fearful of your circumstances and fearful of what could happen and fearful of this and that and all the things that probably will never happen. Or you have faith in what your future can look like, of how you can affect yourself, your life, the people around you, generations to come positively. But there's something that has to happen before you can take the next step forward, before you can end this year great, before you can start the next year off great. There's something that you have to do. And I want to read you what that is right now. So I talked about it throughout the program. This is my third number one book, hit number one on Amazon. It's Light Up the Darkness. Number one in sports psychology, top 10 in self-help, top 10 in neuro-linguistic programming. Man, this on Instagram, I started getting tagged all over my social media and Facebook. Apparently, there was a retreat this past weekend. I believe somewhere at the Jersey Shore. Jersey! And they read this part of my book. And apparently, people were bawling their eyes out at this part, which, oof, chills. So I want to close with this. And in my book, I have chapters And I'm not going to read you a whole chapter. I'm going to read you a rant. And the rant is like a page long. And this is the final rant. Rant number 9 is called Forgive. Quote, every saint has a past while every sinner has a future. Oscar Wilde. Live by the sword, die by the sword, right? I know that you know that those who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. I'm not preaching that all of us are not perfect because you already know that. I am reminding you that every single one of us screw up and unfortunately sometimes screw up big time. Remember, an amateur built the Ark and professionals built the Titanic. It is imperative for us to come full circle and forgive. People have done us wrong. We have crossed others. I know that sometimes this is something we push away so we don't even have to deal with it. I understand. It's complicated, messy, and can be very, very ugly. It gets dark. It wasn't supposed to happen. Nobody else would get it. But it's time. It's time to quiet your mind. Soften your heart. Show some mercy. And this one's a tough one, though. I want you to forgive the one who needs that forgiveness the most. The person who hurt you the most and constantly lets you down, that person needs some amnesty. I want you to forgive you. You are a beautiful mess. The good stuff, the bad stuff. It's going to be all right. There's not another one like you, and we're all a work in progress from start to finish. We learn. We change. We grow. I want you to know that the darkest thought in your mind is temporary and fleeting. Your body of work is unique, and you need another chance. You actually deserve one. Forgive. Forgive yourself. You will be with you forever, and you weren't made or expected to be perfect. You are expected to get better. So give yourself another chance. You've made a mistake. So did everybody else on the planet, from Adam and Eve to Kanye and Kim. Go buy yourself flowers. Scream into a pillow. Treat yourself to ice cream. Hit a heavy bag. Smash a tennis racket into a mattress. Go run a mile or have a date with you and splurge on yourself at your favorite restaurant. Tell yourself that you are sorry and repair. I'm thankful for you. You are special. You matter. You are needed. It's time to heal up, get up, and get ready for the next chapter of not what you are going to do wrong, but what you are going to do great. Forgive. So that was read this weekend, and apparently it impacted a lot of people. I hope that spoke to you. And I want you to forgive yourself, and I want you to look towards your future, and I want you to dry your eyes. I want you to take a breath. I want you to look up. I want you to get up. You're going to get knocked down. I see it every day at practice. They fall down, then they get back up. When a baby's learning to walk and they fall down 50 times, the baby doesn't think to itself, maybe this isn't for me. The baby gets up the 51st and 52nd and 53rd till the baby's walking. Let's start walking. Let's start moving forward. Let's fail forward. Let's get better. Let's get ready for some of the best times of our lives because you are actually in control of your own destiny. Go create your own success. It's time to go hard. It's time for me to go home. So unfortunately, this hour has come to an end. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. And every single week, we are bringing the best content to rock your socks and to get you up out of your seat and moving in the direction you want to go. Wait, sit tight for the next program, Bill Werndell, Sports Chatter of Chester County. And I'll tell you what, we're going to be back next week. And this October, we have some big stuff like we've never, ever seen before. October 22nd, mark your calendar. It's the one-year anniversary of the Get Up Power Hour. Get Up Army, it's Mark Hayford. This is the Get Up Power Hour, and you're listening to 1520 WCHE.